Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Idiyos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Afayin Ruzivu Gahagon B'Karav Mamesh. And we continue discussing Shecha. Remember, in the previous Mishnah we had learned that Shecha is when a person forgets a bundle in the field. He is now to go back and take it. He has to leave it for the Aniyim. However, something memorable that we can say he didn't actually forget or that he's definitely going to remember, so then it's not Shecha. And here we have another Machlokes. Mishnah Dalet tells us Ha'Omer Shu Samach L'Gapa V'La'Gadish V'La'Bakar V'La'Kelim. If there was a bundle, it was just a regular bundle, but it was right next to the wall, or a big pile of grain, or next to cattle, or near certain tools and kelim, ushchachin, he forgot it. B'Shem says, "Eino shechas nashecha," because he's going to remember it due to the fact that it's in a memorable place. Upesolam Beisol says, "Shecha is considered shecha." Moving on to Mishnah Hey, on to a different machlokes. Now we know that the first 3 years of fruit from a tree is called arla, and the fourth year is called revai. And similar to Ma'aser Sheni, these fruits are brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten there. If he can't eat them, he's paid to them. He transfers it on to money and brings that money to Yerushalayim and then buys food with it. The question is, how similar is revai to Ma'aser Sheni? The Mishnah tells us Karam Revai, the fourth year fruits of the vine, of the Karam. It's not only Karam Revai, that's just what we're saying, but it's also referring to all sorts of Revai, all sorts of produce. Beshama says, Ein lo chaymesh. There's no din of chaymesh. When a person's redeeming them, transferring it onto money, he doesn't have to add on an extra fifth of their value like he does by Meiser Sheni. And also, Ve'in lo beer, there's no din of beer. This is din regarding all sorts of Meiser, such as Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani, and other things. Then in the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, he has to get rid of all previous Meisers that he had. If he hasn't gotten rid of them, that's called beer. This also does not apply to Revai, according to Beis Shammai, and that's because the old Revai is not Kaddish like Ma'aser Sheni. Beis Shammai argues that no, Yashle Chemish, Yashle Beer. Revai does have a din of Chemish and Beer. Doing a very similar Machlaikis, Beis Shammai says, Yashle Parat, Yashle Oyolois, Ve'aniim Paidin La'atzmon. That Revai has a din of Parat and Oyolois, and Aniim have to redeem it for themselves. Since, as we just said before, the Beis Shammai holds that Revai doesn't have Kedusha like Ma'aser Sheni, that means that when a person is picking all of his grapes which are Revai, he has to leave Parat and Oyolois, which are certain types of grapes that have to be left over for the Aniyim, similar to Leket Shechen Peah of regular grain, and that means that the Aniyim have to be paid themselves. These belong to the Aniyim, however, since considered Revai, they have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, or they would have to transfer it onto money and bring that money up to Yerushalayim. However, Beis Hillel argues that no, Kuloi Lagas, everything goes to the wine press, and this is Beis Hillel Lashitasam, that just like they said before, their Revai has the same Kedusha as Ma'aser Sheni, that means he doesn't have to leave any of it for the Aniyim, because not considered his personal produce, he has to leave any of it over. He could pick all the grapes, press it all into wine, and bring it up to Yerushalayim as he pleases, not leaving any for the Aniyim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin with more Machlokes and Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.